Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm one half of your hosting team, MG, and to my right, your left,
is Red Bear.
He's the other half of the coat of, it's like, you know,
we complete the team.
Right.
When together.
Together, there's one. We are one.
Kind of like Captain Planet, but for video games.
When our powers combine, you get this show.
That's
there's
what happens.
A lot more. I mean, it's not just this show. It's the
there's
whole,
the website
it's
and the whole EXP network,
points.
Really.
Yeah. We're actually spinning up for
and
our
two more friends.
Is that you and me?
Yeah, we're
oh,
friends.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like two additional people. I was like, who are these people? I don't
sign up for Experience Points and receive two
signed,
additional friends.
I signed off on this like invite a friend type thing, recruit a host.
Recruit a host.
We
could try that.
We could. I mean, I think, I don't know. Maybe the podcast. Speaking of which, the podcast is it's being penciled in as being available early next month. We're going to do a mini LAN party or try to do a mini LAN party. We may just do a Google Hangout and sort of like discuss things, but it's going to be fun. So stay tuned to exppoints.com.
That's with two P's.
That's with two P's. Exppoints.com. P-oints.
You can't say EXP. Points.
EXP points. Well, I don't want them to, like, you know, share. It's not a shared P. Those are distinct, separate P.
EXP gets its own P, and points has its own P.
Oints.
That's the point.
EXPPoints.com.
Points.
Okay, so from last time, we recorded before the big iPhone release, and now we know it was the iPhone S and the
iPhone
5S
and
the
5C.
And
the 5C.
And they also released, you know, oh, we're going to do iOS 7 in a little bit later this month, and I believe it's September 20th. And also, we're going to do OS X Mavericks a little bit later as well.
Right.
I'm actually, you know, as a Mac desktop or Mac laptop guy, I'm ready for Mavericks. I like.
What's a laptop, MG?
Well, yeah.
Isn't that what, like, we used to use?
Like a
before
tablet,
tablets came out?
It's a tablet with keyboards that's a little bit bigger than a netbook. So
weird.
But yeah, so the iPhone release, really huge. At least that's what everyone wanted.
They wanted it to be really huge.
Right, right.
And
I mean, in your opinion, it was kind of more the same, right?
Well, in my opinion, it was all the rumors that I heard were right. And it's what I expected.
I think they have like a leak problem at Apple. Like,
well, I think that's intentional.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I guess, you know,
they're trying to get
buzz.
Publicity going. I mean, Steve was really good at it.
They got to beat that. What was the comparable? I guess the Galaxy S4.
The S4 and the Note 3 just can't get announced.
Is that actually a phone or is it a phablet?
It's a phablet.
It's a phablet, not a fat tablet. It's a phone tablet.
Phone tablet.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
A really big phone.
It's like it's a 3/4 the size of like the Nexus 7.
Yeah,
it's got like a 6-inch screen.
I think I think it's 6-inch. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just big enough to where you can't put it in skinny jeans. And Red Bear and I only wear skinny
jeans. That's all I wear.
24/7. It's a hard bargain for us. But
every day of my life.
Okay, so the 5C. Let's go ahead. We'll look at some specs real quick. The iPhone 5C. It's available in, per Apple's website, green, blue, yellow, pink, and white.
Ooh, I get a pink one.
It's got ultra-fast LTE. I would argue that depending on the network you're on, ultra-fast is a very qualitative term.
Well, AT&T's still working on their LTE network, which is why I'm going to have to upgrade my phone at some point because they're knocking out the Edge network to put in the LTE network.
I still think like it's going to be a gamble. I think they're going to be like, oh, now you're on 4G. Well, we really just renamed 3G to 4G.
Well,
so
yeah.
Now we're just renaming 4G to LTE.
Well, I don't think AT&T's doing that because they're spending the time and money to actually change the hardware.
I would hope so. It has LTE wireless, Wi-Fi, an 8-megapixel iSight camera, pretty much the standards. It releases at 16 gigs for $99, 32 gigs for $199, so that's pretty affordable.
Yeah, well, the problem with that was people were expecting it to be a lot cheaper than it is.
What were they expecting, like a $50 phone?
I think so.
I don't think you can buy anything from Apple. You can't even buy a trackpad for $50.
Oh, no. People were hoping it was going to really sell in the Chinese lower-end market, though.
Do they even have an iPhone? I guess they have iPhones in China.
They
have an iPhone
store. They're going
Apple
into China. They don't have. There's no Apple store in China.
I thought there was an Apple store.
There is, but there's not.
I don't understand.
It is a bootleg Apple store.
Oh, I see. I thought it
and
was.
And Apple is very upset about this.
It
has been for several
Apple
years.
Okay.
No. So do they, actually.
Wow. on the iPhone 5C, just like the iPhone 5, A6 chip, that is the backbone chip.
No, the 5S has the A7.
Right, but the 5C has the A6. And it's just the A6. Now, the 5S, again, the 5S only comes in three colors. Silver, space gray. That's what they're calling it, space gray.
And gold.
And gold. It comes with Touch ID, which is a fingerprint sensor.
Built into the home button, like I said.
The only button they have, yeah. Again, ultra-fast LTE EyeSight camera with larger 8-megapixel camera or sensor. So
yeah, the sensor's bigger, so that's good because you can capture more light that way.
Right, right.
So the sensor is what really matters in the camera.
It'll give you more sharper images, and you'll be able to, I guess it'll be able to do that HDR function. It'll actually be worth the crap.
I don't know if that, I've always had an issue with just the automatic post-processing for HDR.
Is that right?
I mean, it looks good, but I mean, it's not as good as actually sitting and doing it.
Yeah, automatic is never going to be as good as manually doing it, but
Not really dynamic enough.
They can do it now. Supports rapid shooting.
Right. So, well, you can just hold the button now, and it automatically decides
click as much as possible.
So that's cool.
I think they have a larger LED light in it as well.
So it has two LED lights in it.
Right.
A
slightly
warm,
different color.
Yeah.
Right?
A warm one and a cool one, depending on the situation. So that's fun.
So A7 chip in the iPhone 5S.
What does that mean?
With 64-bit architecture.
That means we get 64 bits this time.
We finally get 64 bits, which is
claiming
double
the bits. To be the first. I have not.
I'm sure
tried
some Android phone has done it.
I haven't tried to Snopes them. They're claiming to be the first.
It's the first iPhone.
Well,
definitely.
They're claiming to be the first smartphone with 64-bit. I don't know if it's true. Maybe.
Yeah,
they said
it.
It also has the motion processor.
So that's a video. It's a co-processor for like video and for. It's just to aid some things, right?
Right. Well, it's a subprocessor that it can run on a lower. Less electricity than the main processor.
Okay. So it's
to
energy.
Do things while it's not being used.
Nice. All right, yeah. So that's good.
Which is how they got a faster processor and all that and kept the same battery life.
The big thing about this, and again, like the weight is a little bit less than the iPhone 5S. It comes in at 3.95 ounces, so almost 4 ounces, whereas the iPhone 5C comes in at 4.65 ounces. So it's a little bit heavier on the 5C side. So it's very dense. That's what I've been hearing. It's very, very dense. The plastic weighs
You're
a little
very
bit more.
Dense.
I am. I live in my bubble. But both of them have 4-inch diagonal Retina displays. But the and they both have 326 pixels per inch.
Oh, so, that would be Retina.
So they are pixel per inch. They are good. They've got again on the 5C, like you said, it has LED flash, which is just what the 5 has. The 4S has. They haven't really updated that for that. But on the 5S, they've got True Tone, which is the
two different colors.
Right, right. The natural
get.
And
you
the,
get like a warmer bluer one and then or cooler bluer one and a warmer more yellow
like a
one.
Yellow one. So like a halogen light and a fluorescent light. So like or an incandescent light. I'm sorry, an incandescent light and a fluorescent.
We'll get into
light.
Color theory later, man, after the show.
It also has slow motion video. So they've improved their regular video stabilization.
And they said
slow-mo.
That. And I was impressed. I think it shoots slow mo in 720p.
Yeah.
At like 30 or what? More than 30 frames, wouldn't it be?
They I think they'll do it. They did it at 24, 30, and then they have something above that.
There
I don't
has
know
to be something above.
I don't
if
know
if it's slow mo. Well, it has to be at least.
I don't know if it's 60. It may be 48. It may be 48. Again, we neither of us have these phones. I have a 5, and
I have my Motorola Razr.
True to Apple's nature, the 5 is now completely gone.
Oh yeah, so you can't buy it on their store.
It's crazy. You can buy the iPhone 5S. That's their top end, the high end model.
Or you can buy the 4.
The iPhone 5C, and then the iPhone 4S, which is crazy.
That's funny.
And the iPhone 4S,
that's hilarious.
It's actually 8 gig. They're giving it to you for free.
With 2-year contract.
With a 2-year contract. So 100 for a 16 gig iPhone 5C with a contract, and then 199 for a 16 gig iPhone 5S, which they aren't bad prices.
I don't think they're bad prices. Like I said, a lot of people are upset about them.
I mean,
but there is news I have heard
of what?
That Walmart is undercutting Apple's own prices somehow.
So it'd be beneficial to go to Walmart if you were upgrading or buying a new. Is it an upgrade environment as well, or is it only for new buyers?
Stop opening new tabs.
All right,
Nexus
so he's looking
7.
That. He's looking that up.
I'm sorry, Nexus 7 is opening all the tabs. Here it is.
Go ahead.
I'm ready. Okay, so Walmart will be selling the 5S for $189 and the 5C for $79.
Okay, so wow, they're doing almost $20 cutting on the C, and then I guess $20 more on the on the 5S.
Well, which is interesting. I have to do more looking into this because I thought Apple specifically set the price on these phones.
They could be cutting the price just to generate. I mean, how many people? I guess it's like a gas station. Like some gas stations don't make their money off of selling gas at what they buy it for. They make it off of people coming in and buying Cokes. So that seems kind of a backwards mentality.
Well, I see what you're going for.
But maybe Walmart wants them to come in and be like, you know what? I need some tomatoes and an iPhone. So they'll go
Welcome to the first world.
Right, right. Waiting in line for my iPhone, I'm going to go ahead and take a number and then go get some tomatoes.
Yeah. Along those lines, that's a problem that Apple's facing. If you notice, the Nexus 7 that you got was only $220. And what's the iPad mini?
It's like at least 400, I think.
Yeah, at least 100
yeah,
or two
it's
more.
It's like 350 or 100.
The reason for that is Google doesn't make money on the hardware. They don't care. Every time you use, well, Android or Google, they make their money. So they're able to give you a device a lot cheaper than Apple, who's a hardware company.
Yeah, I mean, they make it all for, you know, from it's Asus, right?
Asus made the new Nexus 7. But Google is Google.
No, I know.
Contracting through. Anyway, they don't need to make money on the device is my point, and Apple does, which is why I'm interested to find out how Walmart is able to undercut the price on the iPhones.
Well, we're going to cut to a song.
Songs. Real quick, and then we're That's what we do here.
This is actually – we got the idea for this song because we were we were talking about like iTunes and Google Play. Their MP3 store is built into Google Play now. And you've got
– Amazon Music.
Amazon Music. Vudu now I think has their own music thing. Spotify's, which I personally use. And we're going to talk about this when we come back. But this is an old one from Weird Al Yankovic. This is Don't Download This Song off of his Straight Outta Linwood album.
Be legal, everyone.
Yeah, be legal. Listen to this song. It's like a PSA in and of itself. This is Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear. Welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 98.9 KSLU. I'm your host, Red Bear.
And I'm your other host, MG, and that was Weird Al Yankovic with Don't Download This Song, which kind of brings us into our next topic of discussion. So the topic being, how do we get our media? How do we get our music, our movies, you know, whether it's a subscription-based service like, say, Spotify or Netflix or Hulu.
Or Google Play.
Or Google Play, or a freemium model like Hulu to Hulu Plus or Crackle. There's a ton of ad-based. Yeah, have you ever you used Crackle?
I've not used Crackle.
Crackle.
I like Crackle. Saying Crackle.
Crackle's a lot of older stuff, so it's got like the Thunderbirds on it. It's got a lot of anime.
I should check out Crackle.
It's got a lot of stuff on it, but Hulu will provide ads like commercials if you don't pay.
Right.
Versus Hulu Plus, you'll take the ads off. So pretty much the same thing. Or there's also ABC, Fox. They all have full episodes.
Actually, I don't think Hulu Plus takes the commercials off.
Well, what do you get? What do you
get? I don't know. My roommate has it, and I don't watch it. Netflix is how I do movies.
Let's start with music.
Focusing on music.
I use Spotify. I used to download music. I will not lie. I used to download music because it was way easier back in the dial-up days.
Everyone did.
I'll admit
you were on Napster. Don't lie.
I didn't use Napster. I used Kazaa and Morpheus and BearShare.
And, you know, admitted to it. There's a white van showing up outside.
I will say this.
Those are guys in jackets. And MG's being carried out of the studio.
I will say this.
This is why you should not download music, children.
You'll just get fined a ton of money. I didn't actually – it was never installed on my personal computer. We didn't have fast enough internet. So a friend of mine would always download the music for me and burn it to a CD. And I'd give him like $5.
And you meet him in a back alley behind the gas station.
No, I just meet him in high school. And he'd just give me his music. And I'd say, man, I'd really like this song. And
you drop it. Locker 117.
Man.
Put the cash there.
Yeah. I don't know. We were in public school. We didn't have lockers until high school. But that was how I did it back in the day. And then it got to the point where I was using Pandora. Pandora seemed like a
I've been using Pandora for a long time.
It seemed like a pretty cool alternative. And now I'm using
The radio aspect of Pandora because sometimes I don't know what I want to listen to. I know I want to listen to something like Geno Reactor.
You don't?
No, I do.
I don't know
the specific. Like,
you know,
I don't know if
I
want
to
listen to
artists.
Yeah.
Let's make a radio station with artists and things like that.
Yeah, because I don't always know what song I want to listen to. That's why I like Pandora for that reason.
I will say this. I was not an immediate adopter of Spotify or Spotify Premium. but Spotify has a very Pandora. It's the same thing, like, you know, right, a radio station feature that it will take an entire playlist and it'll be like, here's a radio station customized based off this playlist, and you can be like, I like this, I don't like this, I like this, I don't like this, and it will build the playlist and improve it just like Pandora does.
Yeah.
But it'll also allow you to listen to individual songs on demand. And for $10 a month, I'm actually paying for that right now. It will allow you to sync it to an unlimited number of devices as long as you're logged in.
Right.
The trick is you can only and it'll sync offline too. So I don't have to continue to stream, because that was my problem, is I didn't want to pay for Sirius Radio because I couldn't control it.
Right.
And I didn't want to pay, or I didn't want to do Pandora because I couldn't control it. You know, the same thing. It's just a radio thing. And the data. I was streaming a ton of data, and whenever you're using...
Data becomes an issue with any of these services.
Exactly.
And like, that was my problem. When I had a smartphone, I had a Google Play Store on it. Google Play Store Music or... Anyway, they released the same type of service. It was $8 a month. You could download whatever. You could stream it. But it chews through data.
Yeah, it definitely chews through data. I have to say Spotify did a really good job. I think it's very well done. You just on the device whenever you're on Wi-Fi, and you can control, like, don't sync over anything right. but Wi-Fi. You could say sync. It will download. It will, you know, import it into your library. And they're DRM'd, but they're not DRM'd. It doesn't feel like they're DRM'd. I've never been able to just...
Can you put them on a USB stick and play them in your car?
No, they're DRM'd then, in that regard. But I'm okay with that because...
But as long as you're using a Spotify player, you can play them.
Right. And it's not... And Spotify makes a player for everything. It's got a web app in Chrome. I mean, it's not...
Well, you see, I hate DRM, and... Amazon has come up with a great system for this.
Okay.
I can now buy CDs, and if you look on it, it'll say auto rip. It's like a dollar more than just buying the regular CD. You pay that, and they just give you the MP3s in their cloud storage there, and you can download them from there, and they're pretty much DRM free. I threw mine on a little jump drive and threw in my truck and listened to it
that
way.
That's pretty nifty.
I'm still waiting on the CDs to come in, I have all the music.
I think that's good, because I do like the physicality of owning an album or a CD.
Oh, I do too.
Displaying it and showing everyone, like, look, my musical tastes are better than your musical tastes.
Clearly, do you even listen to music? Perhaps you should check out Experience Point sometime.
The problem that I have is, like, I used to buy music off of iTunes.
I bought one song.
I bought like five. So
Club Villain from Your Favorite Martian.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, you supported
it. I listened to it on YouTube,
We played it on the Experience Points before. Yeah,
oh, nice. I like that song.
It's by the guy from Equals 3, Roe William Johnson, and his band.
Yeah,
so.
Your Favorite Martian.
Yeah.
It's the name of the band.
But my problem was that you had a limit. At one point, I had, you know, a few devices that I wanted to be able to listen to it, and I wanted to sync to.
Yeah.
But it was like, I'm sorry, you know, you can't do that. You have to unauthorize or deauthorize some of your devices. And at the time, I was like, what is this type of, I can't believe, what would you want me to do? And it was just a really big deal for me. So I was instantly turned off. And that's why things like, I think, Morpheus and Kazaa and all of these took off. Yeah, I think they really took off, because buying things online used to be really hard. And people still wanted the MP3. They wanted the gigs and gigs and gigs of data.
Right.
And I guess it's good whenever you're doing something with them. But let's be honest. Anyone that can open up Sound Recorder or Audacity, right, it's a pre-programmed, you can open up that and you can record anything you can hear through your speakers.
Yes.
You just can. I could go to YouTube or Spotify or Pandora and play.
Well, there's always going to be ways around DRM.
I just don't understand how. And you can you can make a DRM-free MP3 player or MP3 file or a WAV file or a FLAC file or an e-file.
You can do all that.
So that is much easier in some regards. I'm not saying that I've done that, but that is much easier in some regards than going through the timely process of going through iTunes and trying to buy this and buy that and still having – and it's not bad anymore. Again, I'm talking about the past.
I know you're still in music, but I'm going to segue us to movies.
Let's get off of music. I use Spotify. You use Amazon.
Back to movies. But anyway – through iTunes. So Star Trek came out this past week.
That's Star Trek Into Darkness.
Into Darkness, okay. The newer one. You know, your opinions on the film, whatever. But playing this movie, I decided I wanted to be nice and legal, and I went out to Best Buy. I bought the Blu-ray DVD digital media copy.
So the digital media is ultraviolet? Is that what they're using?
Ultraviolet, yeah.
Okay, so I hate ultraviolet.
Okay. Through Paramount Pictures.
Right.
So to start off with, Happy Bear goes and gets his little media package, brings it home, sets his media center PC, goes to Paramount, makes an account, enters the number. Here's your digital media. It's in your little, you know, library. So you want to download it. You click download. I just get an error that says a serious error has occurred.
Was it, okay, so but that was from Paramount. That's not from like Microsoft.
That was from Paramount.
Okay,
and then I click the help button. I get a 404 error.
Okay, so that's
404 error.
So now the is the question now, is their system broken?
Well, I've tried it on two different computers using three different browsers.
So it's broken.
So I'm going to say it's broken.
So how did you end up watching it?
Very painfully.
All right.
So I noticed there was a little tiny tag on the bottom of the box that said you can get it in iTunes. So I decided to risk this. I installed iTunes on my Media Center PC, and my favorite Martian song, Club Villain, downloaded it instantly.
It synced.
So it recognized my account. I'm like, oh, that one song I bought that time. That's cool. And so I logged in, and I punched the code in, and it gave it to me. So that was happy.
That's good.
It downloaded, and I went to watch it, and then my screen started flashing, and then said I can't watch it. Because HTTP link cannot be confirmed.
Wow. So HTTP is what? High definition control protocol? It's
something like that. It's a DRM built into a receiver and a source.
Okay.
So you can watch a movie, and they both have to do a handshake protocol to say that we're both legal devices.
So otherwise, if they didn't have this, you could just output it to say like a VCR.
That's what they're trying to keep you from doing, is outputting it to another recording device.
Like you used to be able to do.
Yeah.
Take two VCRs and play it on one and record it on the other, and you can copy.
Oh, man. I had an awesome setup for that, by the way. Not that I did it. But anyway, so this wouldn't work, and I found out I was going from DVI to HDMI, which both support the HTTP handshake.
Right.
But they do it at different times, so they get out of sync, and eventually it doesn't add up, and it's like, this is an illegal device. So in order to watch this movie, I had to rip the video card out of my Media Center PC and use the onboard.
You have a good video card in
Media
Center.
Yeah, well, decent. I had an NVIDIA 250 in there.
I mean, for watching videos, it's pretty good, you know?
Yeah, you can watch videos with the 4600 that's built onto my i5 chip.
Okay, so that's what you have to do.
So that's what I end up having to do for now, anyway, until I upgrade the video card to something that goes HDMI to HDMI. But I spent about 2 hours trying to watch this film legally.
So you spent as much time as you spent watching,
watching the movie as setting up the movie.
Wow. How long did it take? Okay, so you put it in and started flickering before you ripped your video card out and you discovered the problem. How long did it take for it to be like, sorry, bro, I can't do it?
Almost instantly.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like, you know.
No, it started playing.
And then it freaked out?
Yeah, about 5 seconds in.
Oh, okay, so it was pretty immediate.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, actually terrible, but...
Well, at first, I had no idea what was happening. The screen's just flashing and stuff's happening.
Maybe that was the movie. Maybe...
No, that's what I was like. Is something wrong with this download? Nope, it's the DRM. That's the protection, is it just makes the screen flash.
So, did you do this because you did not have a Blu-ray player in your media PC? You bought the DVD, and then the download.
My Media Center PC itself doesn't have any optical drives because we have PlayStations and Xboxes, and we're getting the new ones, so we have Blu-ray players.
Right.
Abound.
So
I wanted to watch it on the Media Center PC because I just wanted a digital distribution thing and be legal about it.
Yeah.
And
it bit you.
It bit me.
It's not really worth it then.
This is why people steal things, because, again, 2 hours working to watch this one film that's 2 hours long.
I've heard tell. I'm not going to say I did it or you did it, but I've heard tell of people buying things legally and then just downloading them to have
I have heard of that happening.
Have you heard of this?
I have heard of
this
that.
This thing that I...
Which is not legal, despite having many debates with people saying it is.
Right,
so... It is not legal.
So, okay, then again, the ethicality of it... I don't feel that it's unethical to download something you own.
I mean, it's not that it would feel bad about it. It's still not legal.
Well, so it used to be back in the day with Nintendo ROMs, NES ROMs. You own a ROM, and there is a device you can buy that connects to the ROM, to the cartridge, and it goes to USB, and it will allow you to download the thing as a .ROM, not a ROM.
Right, right.
And that will allow you to play it on your computer using... You know, software.
Well, but, that's governed by a completely different body.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
this
not the
is
same
the
thing.
Motion picture people.
Oh, okay. And EPIA or MPIA.
Yeah,
or
yeah. You see it at the beginning of every film.
Right. Don't copy this, otherwise we'll find you.
Yeah, the FBI will come out to you with their vans and their agents and steal you away.
We'll hit you with sniper rifles.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so
you wouldn't download a bear.
So that's I would not download a bear. I've got one right here. So that's interesting. That's kind of crazy that you went through all of that. I mean, in your opinion, was the movie even worth it?
Oh, no. Not 2 hours worth. I've already seen the film. It's – okay, I'm a Star Trek fan, as we've established. Next Generation, but this is based on original series. But, I mean, it's okay or whatever. I'll watch it with friends. It's – Apparently, JJ spends a lot of time in Apple stores. Yeah. If you look at the bridge of the USS Enterprise, it is an Apple store.
Okay.
With a lot of lens flare.
Okay, nice.
And it doesn't really hold true to the Star Trek kind of feel. They've tried to make it more of an action-y movie.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's
well, that's a lot. That's very typical. It kind of brings us into our next segment about, like, you know, movie remakes. We look at, you know, Star Trek back in the day, Star Trek in 2009. So the first remake Star Trek.
Oh, I'd like to cut in right quick. One thing I noticed, and if someone can correct me, I think J.J. Abrams got the uniforms wrong. I think he gave engineering command and operations uniforms and command and operations engineering's uniforms.
On the first and second movie?
I'd have to go back and watch the first one, but definitely on Into Darkness.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. If someone wants to correct me on that, I think he just got them straight wrong. At least science and medical is correct, though. Blue.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like something so big like that will be missed by all the producers and the executives.
It seems to be like it's very obvious that.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I'm like 100% sure that he got them from backwards.
100% sure.
I could be wrong, but I'm 100% sure, give or take 0%.
But that happens a lot in movie remakes, and like
you
always get something wrong. Like, and we're gonna go through a few of the bigger
nerd
ones
right here.
Yeah, no, it is nerd rage because I feel like, you know what, it was such a good, whether it was good or bad, the first one set a precedent, and I think, you know, or the first set of movies, whether it was the original series movies or the Next Generation movies.
Right.
I don't think they've made any other series movies. They haven't made like Voyager or Enterprise movies.
Oh, thank God.
But, you know, so that's a good one. Star Trek's probably one of the most recent, very popular remakes.
Yeah. And I think the new films are more popular than the old ones, too. And I get what they're appealing to a wider audience, blah, blah. But, I don't know, you'd think that they at least try to come with a good storyline and keep true to the original content.
I've got to say that I do like the Next Generation films more than I do the new Star Trek films, but I like the new Star Trek films more than I like the original series films, with the exception of like two or three of them. I think there were like six of them, or seven of them. Two or three of them are really good. I feel like they really work very well. Other than that, it's like Planet of the Apes movies.
Well, there's always the joke about Star Trek films, and you watch every other one.
Oh, yeah,
because that's going to be the good one. So I think maybe the first Star Trek reboot was the good one, and Into Darkness was the bad one. So maybe the next one will be another good one.
Maybe.
Again, quick spoiler you see at the beginning. How do you hide a starship at the bottom of an ocean? And why do you do this?
I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe for cooling purposes. I played some MechWarrior 3, and if you're going to do some cool stuff, you got to be in an ocean in order to do some cool stuff in MechWarrior 3.
Just, if you haven't seen the movie, watch it, the opening scene, and just think about the Prime Directive the entire time. And realize that they're violating it while complaining about it. So, there's that.
So, movie remakes.
Movie remakes.
We had a Hitman movie a while back.
We did have
a Hitman
movie.
It was like a Lionsgate movie, I think. Like Lionsgate produced. And they used to be like really good bad movies.
Really good.
Now
bad.
They're just really mediocre.
That's a whole genre.
Right. It was a B movie. It was a very budget movie, but they somehow made it work. I feel they used to. The Hitman movie was just kind of bad, though, I feel. But,
not as bad as the Doom movie.
Agent 40, yeah, it was the same thing. It was exactly the same thing. It was games like that should not be made into movies.
I don't. You can make a good Doom movie.
I think
if you really put the effort into it.
I think you can, but it's like,
it's not going to happen.
Do I want to see a Half-Life movie? I do, but I don't.
But I don't. I want to see Half-Life 3.
Right, I'd rather see Half-Life 3 as a game instead of a movie.
I think we've mentioned that in every single show so far.
Yeah.
Want Half-Life 3.
Agent 47 is the new movie, probably Hitman 2015, movie, 2016. That's the new Hitman movie, and 20th Century Fox is doing it this time. So that's kind of a cool thing. Believe it or not, and I know we haven't talked about Ben Affleck becoming the new Batman, but I almost said becoming a new Iron Man. That would be terrible.
That's Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. So Batman is getting a reboot. They just finished the Christopher Nolan series.
Right. And I like how it ended. I thought it was very good.
I felt that it was good the way it ended. It definitely ended at a trilogy. I can't.
Oh yeah, that's what I liked.
Back.
Well, now, it was supposed to. And
now,
it did.
Whether Lovett comes back,
as Robin
comes back, and does
that
a
could
Robin,
be something I would enjoy watching.
Or
Robin
or Nightwing in the same universe. I feel those things could exist at the same time, as long as and only as long as this new Batman reboot with Affleck doesn't have a Robin in it that is different than Lovett.
Right, right.
So that's the only thing. However, I will say this. I think Justin Bieber
Don't say anything about Justin Bieber and Batman.
I think he tweeted a copy of the script with his name, like, watermarked on it. And it's officially been kind of announced that the Batman reboot will be tied to Man of Steel sequel.
Oh, okay.
So it may be like a Batman versus Superman, but if Bieber's in it, if he's not playing himself, then I'm gonna have a problem. If he's
who
playing,
would
like,
he play?
Robin. He could play Robin.
He cannot. Oh god.
He could play maybe like a young Bruce Wayne, even though it doesn't make any sense. He didn't look anything like Ben Affleck. Completely wrong hair color. Maybe he just gets shot in the first like two scenes.
That would be fun.
He just gets blown away. But so it's kind of funny.
Hey guys, what's going on? Boom.
That'd be. I don't know. I can't. I'm not gonna say it'd be awesome to kill a kid in a movie. But so Carrie is getting remade. And it's actually coming out like in October. Carrie, like, you know, the Stephen King's Carrie.
Oh, okay.
So that's getting remade. That's coming out in October.
Isn't there a remake of It coming out?
Yeah, a remake of It's coming out. It is due out.
Is this It or Carrie?
Well, I don't think. I think it's a UK remake. So, and I'm not against that because I think Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was a UK remake of the original, like, Norwegian Swedish remake. So it could be good. Daredevil
is
getting
remade. Part about It is Stephen King has been – I saw an interview where he was asked if he's ever going to, you know, remake some of his old, you know, second parts to novels or whatever.
Right.
And specifically he was asked about It, and he said that he will never make an It 2 because it scares him too much.
Wow. So this is just a remake. It's the same old story.
There will never be an It Part 2.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a movie. It was one of those movies like you don't forget about it.
Nope.
The Crow is getting a remake. Nice. The Crow is I forget who the guy that died. It was like his last movie ever. It was like Brandon something. He died during the filming or at the end of The Crow. It was and even they had like a they had like a sequel, like The Crow 2, but it was like a direct to DVD, direct to TV type movie. It wasn't that great. Daredevil's getting a remake.
Yay,
I don't think Affleck is doing it.
One superhero.
Escape from New York, which has Snake Plissken, and it used to have what's his face, Kurt Russell, and he was like sent in to go, like the president was flying over New York, and New York's like this giant prison city now. It's like Batman Arkham City, and it's all in New York.
Fun.
In a post-apocalyptic future, the president's like 747 like crashes, and he has to go in because he's a loose cannon, blah, man on the edge type thing. He goes in and has to escape from New York, and that's like the big pitch of the movie.
Fun.
2015, we are getting a full reboot of Fantastic Four. Thank you. I'll say thank you for that one because the first two Fantastic Four movies that they made,
I'll wait to see it.
I liked Chris Evans, and I didn't I didn't even care about Jessica Alba being Miss Fantastic or whatever, or the Fantastic Woman or whatever her name was. But Michael Chiklis, I think, played It or the Thing.
It is not part of the Fantastic Four. That'd be terrifying.
No, that'd be crazy. I don't know. I felt like Mr. Fantastic was kind of strained. I would like to see Bryan Cranston.
Where you say he was stretched out?
I'd like to see Bryan Cranston, and then I'd like to see the other guy, his like co-host in or his co-partner in Breaking Bad as Mr. Fantastic and the Human Torch.
That would be fun.
I'd like to see that, but I know it won't gonna happen.
Flight of the Navigator. That's awesome.
This is fantastic. It was a Disney movie way back in the day about this kid who becomes the navigator on this UFO and does some crazy stuff. It's just one of those awesome movies that, you know,
that's going to be fun. Right in the childhood.
It is. The guy that's directing this, supposedly, is also directing Jurassic Park 4, which is called Jurassic World. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I'm always a fan of more films with dinosaurs in them.
Well, then, so you're going to like the new Godzilla, then?
I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be amazing.
The new Godzilla reboot.
It's supposed to be like the old ones. It's supposed to be ridiculous and fun.
Right. Yeah. So it's like super big, giant, you know, thing stomping around. Yeah. I hope they do it more about the monster and less about like all this love.
My understanding is it's going to be like a lot of the monsters from the Godzilla films.
Because you saw the last one, right?
The 98 version.
Yeah, it was bad. I didn't think it was bad at the time, and I've rewatched it fairly recently.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
I think I even own it, actually.
Because I grew up watching, like, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, versus Mothra. I enjoyed the verses.
I believe that's like, how this one was going to be more like. I think there's a lot of monsters. I could be wrong, but if I remember correctly, I think that's what it – and I believe even that last Godzilla, the CG one did.
The red-headed stepchild Godzilla.
Yeah, that
like
one is apparently going to at some point be put in the film and killed.
Nice.
So we're all happy about
the
that.
The sooner the better. Up on remakes, we got Gremlins, which is kind of crazy.
A Gremlins remake? A Gremlins is it going to be a new iteration a or a remake?
These are all reboots.
Oh, that's going to be
there
awesome.
There are no sequels. They are only reboots.
I can't wait to see Gizmo.
Got a Highlander reboot?
There can only be one.
We got one of those. Jacob's Ladder.
Is Sean Connery possibly in that one?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It doesn't
Sir
say anything.
Sean
it says
Connery?
It says Ryan Reynolds is linked to the project. Hmm. So not sure exactly. They haven't chosen an actor yet. Jacob's Ladder, which is really awesome, way back in the day, super crazy movie. You know, post-traumatic stress movie. They patented a bunch of stuff in the movie, or they pioneered a bunch of stuff in the movie, like having someone shot at a really slow frame rate but moving really quickly. That's how they got the guy to be shaken inside the box with the bag on his head.
It is really, really awesome.
Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Everyone said that Zathura or Zathura was like Jumanji, except way better and in space. So I think the guy.
It's like Jumanji, but not at all.
It's Zach Helm. So Zach Helm, I think, did Zathura. And then you got The Legend of Conan. And get this, it's going to have Arnold Schwarzenegger in it.
Awesome.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be fantastically terrible, I hope.
Maybe.
I hope.
Maybe.
I hope it's as glorious as the original.
We got Leprechaun.
Does he get high and punch a camel?
I don't think so. Did he do that in the original?
Yeah.
So he's supposed to be older in this remake.
Yeah.
So he's going to be an older Conan.
He can still punch a camel.
He may be like Conan's dad or Conan's
If a camel gets punched in this film, it'll be glorious.
We got Leprechaun. You're never going to guess.
I'm not watching that.
Wait. No,
nope.
you might.
Nope.
It's going to be done by WWE Studios.
Wait. The World Wrestling people? Oh, my God.
So Hornswoggle, Dylan Post. That's Dylan Post's nickname. Hornswoggle will take on the role. So it's going to be ridiculous. It's just going to be ridiculous. That's the most.
So they have a movie production.
No, they have WWE Studios. They're the ones
They have the. Okay,
the
I guess they film the wrestling matches.
Right. So, yeah, they have really nice. They have really nice wrestling cameras.
Yeah. You got to get all that.
Logan's
nice,
Run.
Nice, high quality acting.
Logan's Run is going to be remade.
Okay.
And I think from what I've read on here, it's going to be one of the creators of Bioshock. Writing, and it possibly is going to be Ryan Gosling as Logan, which will
be cool.
Which will be awesome. They're redoing Mortal Kombat completely.
Okay. I liked that.
I've never seen a good Mortal Kombat movie.
No, they're not good. They're not good.
They're
it's
just
fun.
They're just a movie.
It's fun. It's a movie that you sit around with your buddies, you get a few drinks, you watch.
The last one was Mortal Kombat Annihilation back in 1997. It was bad. It was super bad.
Gloriously bad.
But I will say this. Mortal Kombat is going to be directed by Kevin Tacharoen. He has directed Glee 3D.
Oh, thank God.
So
that's going to help us out so much.
The musical numbers in Mortal Kombat, they're going to be fantastic. You're not.
I want a Sub-Zero solo.
Sub-Zero is going to do it like the Can-Can, and like he's going to have these little like frozen dancers.
I will be so happy.
And again, it could be.
If that happens. I'm not a fan of 3D. You have a 3D TV. What do you think?
Not anymore. I sold it. Because I've never used
3D. Okay, so apparently you don't care about the 3D.
No, 3D's not really a big deal for me. That's like when we were talking about the 2DS last show. The 2DS is exactly what I wish I could have, except I want it to be foldable because I want it compact.
You don't want a wedge?
I don't want a wedge. I want to be able to stick it in my pocket.
But you can hold your doors open with it.
I mean, I guess so. I guess it's a multi-purpose tool. Let's get through this and then we'll go to a song. So The Mummy is getting a complete remake.
Yeah.
And that's by the same team that I believe did Total Recall, the new Total Recall, which I didn't particularly like.
It was okay.
It was like the original Total Recall. I feel like it had this idea, this like, you know, it had something to say. Like a lot of 80s movies had something to say.
Yeah. Well, that's sci-fi in general.
And then this Total Recall, it was like, listen, all of that like behind the scenes, you know, like underlying plot and underlying
plot.
Message.
We ripped that
Let's
out.
Not do any subliminal things. Let's just make it louder action and bigger explosions. Let's just do that.
Hey, at least they had the three boob chick in it once.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. National Lampoon's Vacation. They're rebooting the Vacation movies. I don't know. No word yet on who's doing it. But the guy from Horrible Bosses is going to be writing it.
Okay.
Poltergeist is getting a reboot. RoboCop is getting
a reboot. RoboCop!
I've seen the new trailer for RoboCop.
I should load it up and watch it.
I was sort of disappointed. It's not. I'm looking at all the other three or four RoboCop again, because I don't count the third RoboCop movie, and I don't count the four RoboCop 4 miniseries movies. Like, they had a four-part, 1 hour each like every week they did a different thing for RoboCop 4. It just got super ridiculous. The real quality control went out the door after 2. So yes. I feel like Paul Verhoeven really did a good job with 1 and 2. I'd like to think that this RoboCop is after all of them, or completely separate entirely. Like a reboot should be.
But I feel so like... So it's a reboot, right?
It is a complete reboot. They're getting a lot of stuff. They're changing a lot of stuff. And I feel like they're changing a lot of stuff to make it seem, I guess, just so different from the original. Like in the original RoboCop, they make a very specific point to say, wow, that's like 400 foot-pounds. He could crush my entire hand because the guy, like, yeah. The guy who's footing the bill, he like shakes the robot arm. And
foot
he's
pounds
like,
is a measure of torque, children.
And now we're all smarter. Everyone
like MG wants.
That really we try to apply for PBS, but they don't have PBS radio, so that's why we're on KSLU. Actually, no, we're just on KSLU for the fun of it. But
and they let us be on the air.
But then they say, you know, what about like they boot RoboCop up in the middle of like surgery, and they're like, why does he have his arm? And they're like, well, we could save this entire arm. It's like, I thought we were going to lose the entire arm. And they're like, well, you know, we only have a limited amount of flesh. He goes, lose the arm. And they put 2 robot arms on him. So he looks like a robot, and it's more about the man in the machine, not the machine surrounding the man. And those are 2, I feel, very distinctly different ideas. One says, I am a product, but I have a soul. And the other one says, well, I'm a person surrounded by, like, a suit, like a product.
Like Iron Man.
And like Iron Man. And that...
Or the guy in the new Elysium.
Oh, yeah, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
But in this one, they keep... You see his hand. So his hand's exposed on one side.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
He doesn't die or doesn't get killed in the line of duty. He doesn't actually ever die, I think. Like, his car explodes. Like, somebody... I don't know. Apparently, in the future, when you leave your car door open and your alarm goes off, whenever you shut it, your car blows up. Or there was a bomb. I'm not sure. They didn't elaborate.
The film's not out yet.
They have Samuel L. Jackson with an afro, and it's not Samuel L. Jackson with an afro from the I can't even remember the name of the movie. Whatever movie he was in with John Travolta.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. I was like, Point Break? No, it's not Point Break. Yeah, it's not that Samuel L. Jackson, but he looks just as ridiculous.
Same Samuel L. Jackson. There's only one.
He's older. He looks older.
Well, he is older now.
So that I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not looking forward to it because I feel I don't know if I'll be able to like suspend belief and memory.
Do this, Matt. Keep your expectations low. The movie's gonna be terrible and crappy. Then go see it.
So even if it's terrible,
that's what I do with the new Star Trek film.
Oh.
I'm like, it's gonna be terrible.
So either you're right,
I was right.
Either you're right or you're surprised.
But it was okay.
So you're right.
But I wasn't heartbroken.
I see,
and that avoids that.
I guess that's what I need to do.
Break your own heart.
Should I do that
and
with
then
everything
go see
in life?
It. Yes.
Okay.
Just keep your expectations low, and things will turn out better than you think.
Well, then that's gonna work really well for this next film that's getting remade because it's Short Circuit. So Short Circuit, would you like to dim like just
Johnny
real
Five
quick,
Alive
in ten you know seconds or less? Describe it. Really quick.
Robot gets struck by lightning, comes alive, doesn't want to be disassembled because he thinks he'll die, and falls in love with the woman lady person.
That has a lot of pets.
And he squishes a grasshopper at one point by accident.
He understands what death is. It's like a coming-of-age story for a robot.
Yeah.
And then the sequel, he's in New York and he becomes an assembly line.
Yeah, whatever.
He becomes an 80s gangster too.
Yes.
Like an 80s to 90s era gangster as a robot. And then an American citizen at the end.
Yes,
Spoiler alert.
Okay, so speaking of robot films, releasing this week is Pacific Rim. I think that comes out Wednesday.
Oh wow!
Today,
I am going by that when we leave the studio.
Oh yeah, I think I'm gonna have we like big bots party.
Sure,
watch like Real Steel.
Oh, that'd be
and
awesome.
Pacific Rim on the same night.
We might do that for the podcast. So that was Short Circuit 1 and 2. They're getting remade, but they're saying that they're going with an edgier robot, edgier Johnny Five. So somebody was quoted as saying like
edgy Johnny.
It'll be like Johnny Five with the Terminator. Incidentally,
so it's gonna be like a T-1000 sitting on top of treads.
I don't even know if they're gonna keep the treads. It'll be like
you
I know
gotta keep the treads.
I know, right? They're redoing Terminator as well. So after the
and do we get Arnold?
After well, they're gonna keep him.
Yeah,
and they're gonna introduce Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
They're gonna. I think he's been introduced. We
well,
all know.
I
we
just,
know Dwayne.
I just
the Rock Johnson.
They're redoing Time Cop.
So is he going to... Oh, wait, I don't... You're going too fast.
I'm sorry. Terminator.
So I'm wondering if he's going to be a Terminator, because that's going to be a big Terminator.
Yeah, like, I'm his Facebook friend. He is always posting...
You're clearly best friends with Dwayne.
He's posting pictures of his muscles all the time. Like, he needs two feeds. He needs to be on Pinterest, because he'll be, like, on one side is one bicep, and the other side is the other bicep.
I mean, his biceps are basically as big around as me.
And
I'm a pretty big dude.
He always does... Single or one?
Like one bicep. Like, he just flexes, and it's just all...
You need an entire measuring tape.
That's like 40 inches of bicep right there.
Nice. That's a big bicep, everybody.
I'm just saying, The Rock is... He earns that name.
He was like, oh, I had a hernia. I'm out of the gym for a week. I hope I don't lose any muscle mass. And I look at him, I was like, all you are is a big muscle mass. Like,
I drove past a gym once.
I looked in. They were tired. I didn't really
want to... They looked like they were having too much
fun. Didn't
want
to subscribe to that mentality. We're almost done with these. Time Cop. Time Cop. That was a Jean-Claude Van Damme one where if you touch yourself in the past, you die.
Oh my!
I know. You don't touch yourself in the past.
Well.
And I'm saying if the future self touched the past self or any reversal, then you turn.
Well, that's just getting weird.
You turn into jelly and then explode, and you no longer exist in the fabric.
I think that's about what happens. Yeah.
I think in Looper, we can get in a whole other. That's maybe next week. We will talk about time movies and why they don't work.
Write that down. Make it show notes for next week. We're going to prepare a show this time.
We will. Tomb Raider. That's coming back.
Maybe it'll be better than the video game.
I enjoyed the video game, but maybe it will be.
Oh, I said we went through it last week.
The guy from, or one of the guys from Buffy the Vampire Slayer is actually being brought on to pin that.
Oh, that actually may be a good
Van Helsing.
Yeah.
Is going to be a new. Videodrome is going to be new. Waterworld and War Games are getting a reboot.
What?
Weird Science is getting a reboot.
Nice.
And XXX, as well as Young Sherlock Holmes, which back in the day, Young Sherlock Holmes used to be cool. But those are movies that are getting a remake. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to cut to a song real quick so that we can go into the next segment. This is going to be Nico, It's Your Cousin by Miracle of Sound. We're going to talk about Grand Theft Auto, so that's going to fit very nicely. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And this is Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, Experience Points.
Oh, Nico, it's your cousin.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
And you're listening to Experience Points. We are almost out of time, but we're going to touch on a few other little things before we head out. Before we forget, please check us out on the web, exppoints.com, two P's, can't stress it enough. You'll see all of the previous radio shows. You'll see this radio show. In fact, this episode will be on there, if not immediately following us in the studio or this going on live on the air. We're going to cut out some of the songs. We can't keep the songs in there for legal reasons, but you'll see all the talking sessions on the on that, as well as any reviews that we do. I think we have a Roku 3 review up that I did.
There's a Roku 3. I swear the Nexus 7 is coming.
We're
going to
do a Nexus 7 review.
By the time the 2014 Nexus 7's out.
We just got all the 3D mark data on the graphics on the GPU and the, I think it's a Tegra 2 or a Tegra 3. We have all of the data
probably
on that now. And that's coming soon. Podcast will hopefully be up by the end of this month or next month, beginning of next month.
Yeah, hopefully by the end of this month.
So that's something that's happening. Please check us out. We will be posting stuff on that from now on. And we're going to have it soon where you can link it with Facebook, Twitter, Google+, so you can get updates via those social media outlets. But the song you just heard was Nico, It's Your Cousin from Miracle of Sound. I like Miracle of Sound. They do a lot of awesome stuff. You can check them out on Spotify or on YouTube, Miracle of Sound. And that was kind of segue us into the last bit. We're going to talk about Grand Theft Auto 5. It came out yesterday.
Yeah.
That was on the 17th. And I've got to say, I am excited. Grand Theft Auto 5. I played Grand Theft Auto 4. I played San Andreas. I don't think I ever beat Grand Theft Auto 4. But I beat San Andreas on PS2, and I played Grand Theft Auto 4 on computer. And I've got to say, Grand Theft Auto 4, the cars kind of drove a little differently. They didn't drive like they were video game cars. They drive like they're real cars. And they're heavy. They're really, really heavy.
They're heavy. Cars are heavy.
It's like you're driving a boat. Kind of. Grand Theft Auto 5, though, I have got high hopes. And again, I haven't picked it up. It was released yesterday. I have high hopes. I am going to download, or I'm going to I wish I could download it. That'd be great if they had some, like, if it was on Steam.
But, yes, that'd be wonderful.
I'm probably going to go pick it up. It'll be on Steam in, like, half a year. They'll get with the program, and Rockstar will, you know, put it on there. But so cool things that are different in Grand Theft Auto 5 from Grand Theft Auto 4. Typically, Grand Theft Auto 4 and before have been single-player games. You took the role of one character. So it was CJ, or it was Tommy Vercetti. In Vice City. And then it was Niko Bellic in Grand Theft Auto 4. You will be playing as three separate individuals in Grand Theft Auto 5. It'll be a drug.
You have multi-personality disorder.
No. You have multiple people, but not a disorder. One of the persons arguably has a disorder. You play there's a businessman. He's got a family. He's got to wear suits and ties the entire time.
Well, clearly, he has issues.
Pretty much like the lead guy from Saints Row.
Okay.
If you play as a guy character in the game, you've got this African American. I think he's a drug dealer, or he's in that sort of lower life type of
Breaking Bad type of life,
right? And then there's this crazy arm dealer, like redneck white guy, wears like stained wife beater, yes. Trucker cap, lives out in the sticks. There's a really cool mechanic in Grand Theft Auto V where it allows these three individuals to operate kind of simultaneously on their own. Doing their own things, living their own lives, doing their own thing. You can switch between them and jump between them to see what they're doing and then do quests as them. But then also during some collaboration quests, you switch between them during the same mission. So I think in the Grand Theft Auto 5 video, again, I haven't played it yet, but in the video, they had the business guy had a sniper rifle, I think, and he was sniping two buildings away. And then the player instantly switched to two of the other characters, or one of the other characters that was rappelling down the building he was sniping into. They break into the building and like gas the place and steal money, and then they switch to another guy and he catches the briefcase, and it was this really cool aspect. Adjacent to that, Grand Theft Auto Online.
Online.
Fantastic.
Built in with Grand Theft Auto 5.
Right. So like,
not a separate thing.
Grand Theft Auto 4 did an online type of thing, but it was more like a matchmaking system. It wasn't this open world type of thing. I mean, it was open world, but not open world like Grand Theft Auto 5 is doing. You played Just Cause 2.
Oh, yeah. So no, I played way too much Just Cause 2.
Just Cause 2?
Just Cause.
Just Because.
Get it? It's a pun.
The open world aspect of Just Cause 2, fantastic.
Oh,
there's
yeah,
like hundreds
great.
Of square miles in that game, and people can exist.
Oh, it's
like,
ridiculous.
There's a multiplayer beta out for Just Cause 2.
Really?
Yeah, like they do tests every other weekend, I think, and they you subscribe and then you join up.
That's fun.
That's what I feel Grand Theft Auto 5 Online or whatever is going to become. It's going to become like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas Online. There was like a hack-together version of San Andreas Online.
I do remember that. I think we had that in the lab for a while.
Yeah, we had that in the computer science lab.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
It was broken in a lot of ways. I don't feel that Grand Theft Auto – I think
– Well, that wasn't an official mod or anything.
I think – no. But I think that Rockstar and Rockstar North, they looked at all the mods and all the feedback and everything that was going around, and they said, what could we do to make this part of the game? And then they did it. And I'm hoping the initial reviews are fantastic. I'm hoping that they're not plagued by server issues like Final Fantasy is or SimCity was. I'm hoping that it all works out. If they can do that, it would be great.
Yeah, that would be great. It's always great when things work.
We are out of time.
We are way out of time.
And we're going to listen to one other song while I figure out what song we're going to do. We apologize. That last segment was pretty long, don't you think?
Oh, it was great, though.
It was great. There was a lot of content in it, but it was a little long. We were going to break it up at some point, but then we just kept going.
MG wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah, no, I couldn't. We're going to end with Wachter Daily. From Arm Cannon. It's a play on Dr. Wily. Yeah, it's Mega Man. Again, this
MG
is
playing a Mega Man song? You gotta be kidding.
Well, hey, listen, Arm Cannon is awesome. In fact,
it is awesome.
Arm Cannon, the Megas,
Proto Men,
and a few others, they're all getting together, and that Capcom's is actually officiating this Capcom like Mega Man tribute album licensed by Capcom, but it's all of these. It's all of these other bands doing their Capcom songs or their Mega Man songs.
Nice.
And it's going to be released like a 25th, or I think they already had the 25th. It's some other anniversary, but yeah, so that's coming out. But this is Arm Cannon's version. It's called Wachter Dialy. Check out our blog. Check out the site. Listen next week from 9 to 10 next Wednesday, and you'll be impressed.
Always impressed.
We've got it. We've got a ton of stuff. We're actually building up the structuring the show a little bit better with the help
we
of Red Bear.
We even have a plan.
We have a
kill
plan.
The Batman.
We have a plan and a scheme.
Yes.
We're even dressing nicer. It's really nice. You can't tell, but
we're
dressing
polo
nicer.
And look, I'm kicking the Chuck Taylors.
We're getting geek chic in here.
Geek chic.
That's what we're
doing.
That's
what we're up to.
We're all going to have messenger bags next show, so stay tuned for that.
Mine will be the one from Indiana Jones.
That's it. That's it. Oh,
I'll get
great.
A stage prop.
I'll have to get the ones from Suits, like the younger guy wears. Anyway, I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is Arm Cannon. Wachter Dialy. You're listening to Experience Points on 90.9 FM KSLU.
See you next week.